This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey everybody, how are you? I hope your day is fabulous so far. Have you ever been curious as to whether or not you're leveraging LinkedIn to the extent that you can during your job search? Well, stay tuned, because today in episode 61, we're going to be talking about 6 ways to leverage LinkedIn while you're searching for a new position or new career. And then also I have some tips and reminders for you as well. This is the Career Talk Learn, Grow, Thrive podcast, where we talk about pretty much all things career related around here. And my name is Stephanie Dennis. I'm your host. And I really just tell you how it is. My passion is helping other people and sharing what I've learned. So I made this podcast. This is a good time to mention that most of my episodes do contain adult language, aka swearing. So let's get into it here. 6 points on how to leverage LinkedIn during your job search. Number 1 is you can actually turn on or flag, so to speak, so other recruiters and hiring managers know that you are open to new opportunities. So there's a feature you can flip on when you go into LinkedIn. And currently, for how LinkedIn is set up as of August 2017, because they're constantly making updates, you can access this feature by going to, well, first you have to log in, right? And then at the top, go to jobs. And then in purple, under jobs you may be interested in, there is a clickable link called Update Career Interests. And so you can turn that on and off, and you can let recruiters or even hiring managers who have LinkedIn recruiter access know what you're looking for. You can update different things like title, if you're open to relocation, what type of opportunities in terms of full-time, part-time, contracting, that sort of thing. And then there's also an option for you to write a little note to recruiters or hiring managers. So that's the first thing. If you're looking at different jobs, different positions, different opportunities, I would definitely utilize this feature. A lot of recruiters, as they're going into LinkedIn to search for potential candidates, will filter out candidates who have this feature turned off so they can reach out to the people who are open to hearing more efficiently. And then one thing that I think is important to touch on is if you have this feature on, anyone that is working at your current company cannot see this. So if your internal recruiters were to type in a search for your job title in your area, you would not come up. So I just want to make that very clear. So anyone working at your current company cannot see this. Number 2 is pretty straightforward. Most people are using LinkedIn for this, and it is to find and apply to jobs. So in that same link that we just went to turn on the open to new opportunities feature, if you click on jobs, that's where you can, just like any other job board, you can go there to search for anything that might be of interest to you. You can turn on alerts, all sorts of good stuff. Number 3, and this one is also relatively common but worth pointing out as well, is you can research contacts at the companies that you want to work for, whether that is recruiters or hiring managers or even potential colleagues. It's a good way for you to start to make contact and find names of people who you might want to reach out to or talk to about the company or potential job opportunities. And then number four, taking number three a step further, right, is actually making that contact. You can reach out to recruiters and hiring managers and introduce yourself. Say, hey, my name's Stephanie. I'm really interested in working for your company because of whatever reason, right? Fill in the blank. I would love to have the opportunity to network with you or something along those lines. You want to make sure, though, that in that initial contact or email or message or whatever you want to call it, right, that we're not saying, hey, let's get on the phone, let's talk, let's meet, because you don't know, one, if they're the right contact. You don't know what their schedule looks like. You don't want to ask for their time before you started to build a relationship. Also, in that initial contact, if you're reaching out to a recruiter or hiring manager about a specific position, I would reference the role that you're interested in and then also make sure that you apply prior to reaching out to them and let them know that you applied. And the fifth way to leverage LinkedIn is to reach out to people who are in jobs that you would want. And this is going to be more so for people who would like to reach out to someone, pick their brain, understand what a role might entail, see if it might be a good fit. So you might reach out to someone and say, hey, I noticed that you work at ABC Company. I love this company. I've admired them for long time, whatever. And I'm interested in the career path that it looks like you've had. Would you mind answering a few questions for me? And then even list those questions out so they would have them right away. Number six is research related as well. And you can actually utilize LinkedIn to understand the structure or potentially even company culture as it relates to reporting, titles, things like that. So you can use LinkedIn to understand what the company might look like. So simply by looking at someone's title on LinkedIn, you can understand what sort of reporting structure the organization might have. For example, maybe your current title is a principal of fill in the blank, right? But you're researching other titles of people who work at the company you want to work for, and they don't have principal. Maybe they just have senior, and then from there you would go into a manager type of position. So that's what I mean by looking at the titles and understanding what type of structure they may or may not have. Okay, so those are the six ways you can leverage LinkedIn in your job search. And a couple quick reminders. Number one, you want to make sure that your profile is up to date. And if you're available for new positions, you can include your contact information on your profile. So making that visible so people can easily reach out to you if they would like to. Number four is I would make sure you have an updated headline. So maybe you want to put open to new opportunities, however, that would make it visible to everyone, even people who you currently work with. So I would use caution there, unless that doesn't matter. But at a minimum, make sure your headline is something that would catch a recruiter's or hiring manager's attention. So maybe it's something creative or fun, but attention grabbing. And number four is I would make sure that we have a professional and clear picture. There has been some, let's say, interesting profile pictures I've seen, and it really does make a difference. So if I see someone who has a really great background, but their picture is like 18 levels of crazy, I'm not reaching out to them. So just keep that in mind. All right, guys, that's it. Six ways to leverage LinkedIn while you are searching for a new job, career, opportunities, what have you, and then four quick reminders as well. I hope that information was helpful, and if anything, you have a couple quick things that you can do to help you out in your job search. As always, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast and show up for yourself. I really appreciate you being here. You can find more information in the episode description over at the website, findingthebestfit.com. And if you are needing help with your resume or interview tips, make sure to check out the episode description. And under the free gifts tab or free gifts section, I have 3 different links, 2 that can help you with your resume, and then a 3rd that can help you with interviewing. So if you're looking for new positions, make sure you have all the information you need to be successful. And for everyone who has taken a moment to write a rating and a review for the podcast, I really, really, really appreciate it. And if you haven't had time and you would like to do so, I will leave step-by-step directions in the episode description. You guys are so great and so awesome. Thank you again for being here, and I hope you have an amazing day.